still unresolved there. We're making progress.
Federal funding for most government agencies expires next Friday. Despite record high coronavirus deaths and hospitalizations, Vice President Pence calls this a time of hope.
Just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine for the American people is inspiring the people of this country.
America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system riding along the Gulf Coast affecting the state with showers today, but it should be out of the way by the weekend. So for today, showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama. Kind of a breezy day today with a high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight, and then it turns cooler, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, start of a storm-free weekend. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see some more clouds than sun on Sunday, but still dry. And then a little cooler on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a man was found dead downtown. Police responded to the 100 block of South Perry Street, where they found the man dead just after 7 o'clock last night. Police have not released the man's name or a cause of death. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. They are now up to more than 1,800. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 215,000. More than 35,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. And hundreds of new jobs are on the way to the Selma-Dallas County area. Hometex, Inc. plans to expand its PPE manufacturing operation in Selma. The expansion is expected to create more than 300 new jobs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition. Don't forget, today we do the drawing for the Tweed Creek Farm Market gift basket. Do that drawing 2:30 to 2:45 today. So don't jam me up. Call in. Get your name on the list if you want to. And then listen in. We'll do the drawing. Looking forward to it. Now, we have someone on the line that we have not heard from in a while. And who do we think it is? Let's see. Manson? No. The governor? No. I think Charlie Manson. No. Let's go to Becky Gerritsen. Becky, it is so great to hear from you.
Oh, it is so great to be back on. I gave you a little heads up on a text yesterday, but my brother, who actually lives in Kazakhstan with his wife and 13-year-old son and 16-year-old daughter, was diagnosed with late-stage multiple myeloma in June. And so he moved in with us in June to be treated at the cancer center in Atlanta. So I have been his 24/7 caregiver, plus trying to work through this as well, and just been wearing a lot of hats. We just didn't even think he was going to make it alive from the 27-hour flight from Kazakhstan to here. But he did, and he's been being seen. He's now being seen by a specialist in UAB, a myeloma specialist. And God has been so good. When he was first tested, he had 80% of his bone marrow had cancer. Mm. Now, my brother has always eaten really well. He is a cyclist. He is like the fittest of the fit. So for this to happen to him was such a shock. But he now had another bone marrow biopsy done, and he's only got 2% of his bone marrow that has cancer.
I hate it when that prayer works.
It is so awesome. So he's getting ready to have a stem cell transplant next week. He harvested his cells yesterday at UAB, and he'll be in the hospital for 2 weeks. So we are getting ready for that. But even though I hate all this COVID stuff and I hate wearing a mask, basically his cancer is cancer of the immune system. Mm-hmm. So, I've stayed out of church. I do some shopping at Walmart now and then, but I just because I have to be super careful. Right. I don't want him to get anything because it could kill him. So anyway, I am still in the game. I'm on these election calls every day with my buddies in D.C. and around the country who are monitoring this stuff.
If I may, let me mention to the audience, his first name is Sam. And as you can hear from the diagnosis and where he is right now, prayer has worked. And I'm a big believer in prayer. And audience, I would love for you to pray for Sam. Speedy recovery, that the great physician's hand is on him and guiding the other physicians to what his desires are. Just wanted to add that in. Now, the floor is yours, my dear.
Well, thank you so much. And yes, God, this is so God. I mean, there's no other explanation for him to have such a great turnaround. I mean, he was in a wheelchair. He couldn't even stand up on his own. Mm. It was terrible. And the other day, he was driving my car. So, he's not totally well, but he's definitely making improvements. So I appreciate the prayers. This is going to be a really rough time. This transplant thing is a big deal, and he'll be out for about 3 months of just recovery, and it's pretty rough. So anyway, I wanted to give you guys a little update on what's happening in Nevada. I mean, there's so much happening everywhere, but I thought these numbers were pretty incredible.
Please.
Yesterday, they had a hearing in Carson City, and the judge is going to try to have a ruling today. But here are some of the findings that they have found so far in Nevada. So 8,111 votes came from fake addresses. 15,681 votes came from vacant or commercial addresses. 1,506 by dead people. 19.
If dead people can vote, we should be able to get out and vote.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. 19,218 ballots came from people who do not live in Nevada. And then they have 42,284 that voted twice. Now, we have affidavits from a person who said that he or she, I'm not sure if it was a male or female, was instructed to accept signatures if only one letter looked like it matches, then that was okay. And we have another affidavit from a person who saw a worker take the thumb drives home every night, and then in the morning, the votes were different.
Wow.
So the judge is actually the ruling comes out today, so we'll see. This is only 6 electoral votes, but it's still very important because all these states are looking at each other, and the dominoes will begin to fall. And when you hear the mainstream media say, well, where's the evidence? We don't see evidence. I want your audience to understand that a signed affidavit is evidence. Right. It is not just an alleged piece of paper. I mean, that is your evidence. And we have thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of evidence in these states that major fraud took place. And I really believe that it is the people of God, the people who believe in justice and in truth, to pray like crazy, because you will never hear it on the mainstream media, and even on some of the conservative media, they don't hear all of these details, and they want to just kind of throw in the towel or say it's over, we can't win. But God loves justice, and Absolutely. He loves his people, and he uses a remnant of people, and we do deserve Biden. I mean, we have been horrible. You know, we're killing babies right and left, and, you know, God probably shouldn't have mercy on us. But I'm just believing that the truth will come out, because it's not just about this election. It's about all of the future elections.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to lay that out there. And if I could say one more thing about Georgia.
Sure, because I have some questions I have to ask you.
Okay. The little bit of miscommunication on Sidney Powell's part, and some of these calls I'm on, she has been on these calls. Please tell all of your people in Georgia to vote. Whether or not they think it's going to be a fraudulent vote, you know, they kind of put it out there that don't vote because your vote's not going to count and it's all fraudulent. She totally shouldn't have said that. And I hope she goes back and restates what she was saying. It is too late in the game to have a perfect election. They're not going to go to paper ballots. It's too late. It's already in process. Which makes it just even all the more that we need every Georgia voter who is a conservative or who wants their religious liberty intact to vote. Because if we lose the Senate, we will lose the filibuster. They will pack the courts. They are going to pass the new Green Deal. There are so many things that are just going to fall for us. And I don't care if you like Trump or not, we need these senators. We need the good senators so that we can hold the line. So please tell people that you know in Georgia to vote. And I know the Alabama Republican Strike Force is going to be out there knocking on doors and making phone calls. I'll try to pass that information along if you don't have it. So people can help. Even from Alabama, they can help.
There are several people from Alabama going to Georgia to help on this.
Yes, quite a few, as a matter of fact. And a lot of people making phone calls.
Let me go back to a couple of things that you were saying. Number one, talking about the affidavits, I had an attorney say to me, Dan, an affidavit is basically an eyewitness report. And eyewitness is the highest form that you can have of evidence that is non-scientific. It in looking at Nevada, you said one number, and that was the number of people that double voted. Can you give me that number again?
Sure. It's 42,284.
So that's enough to cover
the margin of error, or I'm sorry, the difference that separates them is 33,596. So if they voted twice, let's cut that in half, you know, and say, okay, they kept one of their votes. Still, with the fake addresses, the dead people, the people who don't live in the state, I mean, it easily makes up the difference by far.
Well, and when they talk about there's no evidence and there's no fraud. Well, if you voted twice, I don't care if you voted for Biden or you voted for Trump, you both along. I think that's a felony.
Absolutely. It is. Absolutely. Yes. And I wish they would start going after these people. And another thing I know about the Georgia, hopefully you all saw the video yesterday that came out during the hearing.
We did.
Of the, I think you guys talked about that already. Well, they now have identified, for sure I know one person, they have the name, they've seen the social media. So the encouragement from my sources, and one of them is a former CIA source, if they can get her to talk, she will. They think they know who all four of those people were, but she will spill the beans, and because this is a huge crime.
It is.
And
if
she wants, so just pray that even the, I'm praying for the pundits on the left, that any that have any type of conscience will begin reporting the facts, because there is a complete media blackout on this, and people that don't listen to your show or conservative talk radio at all, they really don't have a clue what's truly going on.
They really don't. I get that in just talking to people, and I'll start out the reply with, did you know? and they don't. I mean, it's just what they know is only what they're being told by ABC, NBC, and CBS. For example, the Durham being appointed special counsel, not even mentioned on the network. But Barr saying that there was no fraud, that was mentioned. I think this.
Yeah, but it's funny. It was kind of taken out of context.
No, it was.
Also.
I agree.
So,
Yeah.
So, Dan, I want to mention one more thing before you have to go to a break or whatever. I really appreciate Mo Brooks. I was speaking with him this morning, and we have a campaign. It's not just Eagle Forum, but it's a whole this whole group of people I'm involved with. A campaign that's going to help push Mo Brooks's idea about Congress, and it's all legal about them being able to deny the electoral votes that aren't correct. And I will, if I can, I'll call back in on Monday and give you a heads up on how people, with just a click of a button, and this is from a conservative tech side where they don't collect your data. It's fully vetted. We've used them many times. With a click of a button, you can, from your home, send emails and text messages to, maybe not text, it's email and social media, to these Republican senators that to help make what Mo Brooks is trying to do become a reality.
Well, one thing, I don't know if you heard me, but I suggested to the congressman to get Kevin McCarthy to have him and then get some constitutional attorney to address the Republican caucus because, you know Mo, he's very compelling and he's a very smart guy. And so I think with his passion in a constitutional attorney, could be Ted Cruz, standing up there talking about the legality of this and the constitutionality of it, I think would be very, very powerful.
Yeah, we just need one senator. And I'm thinking, well, why wouldn't Tuberville, I mean, he could become an instant hero as one of his first acts in the Senate. But I don't think there's been much of a response from him as from what I'm hearing. So we need to work on Tuberville, Lee, Cruz, Rand Paul, to see these guys step up there with Mo and deny these electoral
I would
numbers.
Think Ted Cruz would be right in the ballgame with that.
Me too. So, but it sounds like there hasn't been a whole lot of conversation yet with him. So I'll find out more, and if I can update you on Monday, I'll certainly do that.
Becky, I really appreciate you calling in today. It is a joy to talk to you. Tell Sam, the audience, the entire audience, said hi to him, and the prayers will be aloft.
Okay, I certainly appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you all, and I hope to be able to call in so much more. I hate that I'm missing so much of this and your audience. Hello to everyone.
Tell Eric I said hi also.
I sure will. God bless you all.
Take care, Becky. Becky Garrison.
Bye-bye.
Calling in. It's great to hear from her. We miss her a bunch. She's going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Christmas comes a little early this year thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas, man. You little mink.
Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th, from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Ernest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Old Cripple Tree, Old Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to thank Becky Garrison for calling in. It is a joy to hear her. Very plugged in young lady. Very much a giver. Sam is her brother's name. Please lift him up in prayer. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Linda. Linda, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, how are you today?
Linda, I am great, and how are you?
I am great. I want to know how I go about getting in touch with the lady that was just on about helping.
About helping in Georgia?
Yes.
You can call. You can go to Eagle Forum, and I think you can... Okay. I think you can send her a message through the Eagle Forum Alabama website. And don't put that in your browser. Put it in your Google. And it'll take it there. And then you should see Becky's name. And then I think you can send her a direct message from there.
Okay, good. Can you put me in with a sweet creek?
I can definitely do that. Give me a month and day of birth.
12/5.
What?
Yeah.
So tomorrow is your birthday?
It is.
What are you going to do on your birthday, girl?
I don't know.
Well, come on. Let's come up with some things to do here. Let's come up
with some things.
Going out to eat. Yeah. First of all, in my family, since I was a little teeny guy, everybody whose birthday it was, you got to choose what restaurant you're going to go to, and you go out to eat. That's been a tradition since I was a tiny little kid.
Now, isn't that nice?
Oh, it was great. And so,
yes.
When I was a youngster in Montgomery, are you from Montgomery, Linda?
Yes.
Do you remember a restaurant called the Beverly?
I do. We went there a lot.
And so what we would do is I would always want to go to the Beverly and do the smorgasbord. And it was the best thing. I tell you what, you would have bad breath for 3 days after that because of all those onions. So where are you going to go out to dinner?
I think we're going to go to Firebird.
Firebird's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They
have really good steaks, yeah.
Well, the best steak in Montgomery's at my house, by the way. Get the lobster queso. It is really good. Lobster queso with a good, cool drink. I won't try to steer you in that, but a cool, good, cool drink is really good.
Okay. I've never been there either.
Well, it's a great place. It's it's one of those restaurants, not everything on the menu is good or great, but some things are really good, and the lobster queso is one of them. It's a great appetizer. It is a little spicy, but for a basic tongue cancer survivor like myself, I just always make sure I have some cool and refreshing drink that has some percentage number behind it.
Okay. All right.
Linda, I've got your name in. We're going to do the drawing from 2:30 to 2:45, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let me do this. I'm going to go to an early break, so I'm going to pick up Soulja Boy and be back after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system riding along the Gulf Coast affecting the state with showers today, but it should be out of the way by the weekend. So for today, showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama. Kind of a breezy day today with a high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight, and then it turns cooler, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, start of a storm-free weekend. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see some more clouds than sun on Sunday, but still dry. And then a little cooler on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Mortgage Corporation of the South, folks, they're helping me out. Starting to put some shekels in the bank, thanks to John Williams, Ashley, and the whole gang at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Having a few more shekels to put in your pocket and into your account, that's a good thing. That's coming from a financial advisor, by the way. Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. Mortgage Corporation South and Loan Center. Not such good credit? Well, they can help you out. Great credit? They can really help you out. Say you've got a car and you need some money and you almost paid it down. Give them a call at 567-9000. If it's 2014 or above, they can help you there. Their job is to solve problems and get people money. They have a lot of different ways to do it. It's not like institutional bank. There's one way and it's their way or no way at all. 567-9000 Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, how are you, my friend?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call today.
Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. I got two things. First thing I want to get on board. That videotape from Georgia on the suitcase is coming underneath the table.
Yeah.
I'm calling out the freaking Secretary of State of Georgia and the Attorney General of the State of Georgia. Those people can be identified and should be getting retainers from lawyers at this moment.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I think what they need to do is go to the election manager for that counting room. There's a manager that's there. And show them the tape and say, who are these people here? And
right.
then what they need to do, they need
knock
to have
the
a they need to have a knock on the door by an FBI agent.
There you go. And I guarantee you some of those are going to sing like birds.
Absolutely.
When
absolutely.
You talk about going to federal jail.
Well, and when you ask that person the question, who told you to do that? And that then gives them the right answer and the ability to get out of there.
Oh, they can all say cumulatively that, I decided on my own. Okay, then you all can go to jail individually in individual cells.
Let me tell you, they will write that person out in a skinny minute. And the
interesting
thing is, they are held at a different standard as a county employee dealing with elections. And so they fall under a whole different ballgame. So it's not just breaking the law. It is, are you doing your job, or were you thwarting the election by not doing your job?
Well, it simply amazes me that I knew that story was suspicious the first night when they said they had the water break main broke, right?
I know, and that's what, I mean, I reported to the audience the next day after talking to my guy. He said they were counting into the wee hours of the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning. Even the security guard out there said, they just left about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And these people must have some big kahunas, all those ladies that were pulling those suitcase Samsonites out and everything, wheeling them over there as soon as they got all the Republican and observers out of there real quick. And they started shuffling. You can see them putting in the out of the suitcase and putting them in the machines
Red. I'm not sure we should use the terminology suitcase. I think it's actually the container that they put the ballots in.
But they look like they had little wheels on the bottom, like those little carry-ons.
Yeah, but that's what those cases have. That.
All right, containers. We'll be correct and say containers. And they took those containers and started shuffling the vote and everything on it. And it simply amazes me. You're right. As soon as that FBI agent comes to the door and says, "Hey, you're going to go to federal prison,"
no, all he's got to do is
here's the video.
All he has to do is say, "I'm with the FBI. We want to ask you some questions."
And then you start singing. Me and Dan will be singing.
Like, I know.
Probably some Frank Sinatra. I'll be singing it like it.
The
you know?
Hills are alive.
I would be singing it. Because all you got to do is, it's very simple in this. I mean, did they not think they had cameras? Today people have cameras in their phones and everywhere. Did these people not think there was going to be cameras on them inside that room?
Let me tell you again, what happens when you're doing this kind of stuff, you don't think. You have a mission to go do something. You have a boss telling you what to do. You're complying, and you're doing it. And, then the question goes, did you realize what you were doing was not in protocol or was illegal?
It's interesting, if you watch the video, you see one person leading them and telling them what to do right away.
Yeah, the guy in the red shirt.
Yeah. And that lady with the blonde hair?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I need them in separate rooms, and we need to do a little, Law and Order music in the background. Because they're going to start to sing like birds. I mean...
Okay, but Soulja Boy, you cannot use the Weber hose, okay?
Okay, I won't. I'll use a soap bar and a sock. And the lights out, of course. No witnesses. No cameras. Are they breaking just not federal law, but county, municipal, and state and federal laws?
Well, when a county employee is not doing their job correctly and they are doing something that is wrong, there's a whole nother standard that they've got.
So they can not only get slapped with the federal FBIs, they can get slapped by the county and the state.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, that would be grounds for, and this was something that somebody that's in the county workforce side of the table told me, is you can go in and do the thing that a county employee is worse than anything else that could happen to them. You can take their pension away.
Right.
So let's say you've got a 12-year employee. They've been very dedicated to this guy, and this person is doing something wrong. Well, if you're doing something wrong in your job and you knowingly do that, the county can go in and say, "We have found you in cause for this, and we're taking away your pension." Now, you're going to have a hearing, but they're going to win that.
I understand that on Facebook, a lot of the people out there on the left and progressives, they're like, "How do you know they're not loading the votes for President Trump?" And I said, "If that's true, they didn't load enough votes." Stupid. I was like, they didn't stay enough hours there. They left at 1 when they knew and they had the numbers.
Yeah.
That's when they left at 1. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I can tell you how you do know that it is for Biden, is because the number count when they left was one thing, and then the next morning it's another.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I'm talking about like by a bunch, like 100+ thousand.
Yeah, and these people all swore on federal affidavits, right?
Yeah.
So they know what the perjury of going to the Fed if they get caught lying, right?
Well, yeah, if you do an affidavit and you attest to something, I'm reminded about this in my business. As a matter of fact, I attested to a document today, and at the bottom of it, it says, you attest to this if you have, if this is not correct, you can, and then it tells you all the bad things they're going to do to you.
Hey, you know, there's another thing I noticed, too, was interesting, you know, how important Georgia is. What was it? 2 weeks ago, they reported that Chuck Schumer came on national television, and he said, you know, once we take Georgia, we change America.
Right.
Is that obvious?
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, AOC goes out there and says, oh, we need to take those two seats in Georgia. That way we don't have to compromise or negotiate with the Republicans and the conservatives. This is war.
Well, and again, it's back to this one simple concept. The stake is so big, it is so vital, it's okay to break rules because the mission is the most important thing. So,
exactly.
So we lie, we steal, we cheat. That's okay. This is Hitler, and we got to kill him.
Well, it's like the old thing, you know, Malcolm X said, by any means necessary.
Yep.
And I read one time when I was over in Iraq, and I talked to a couple of the Muslim workers there, and in the Quran, it specifically mentioned you can lie, steal, cheat, kill, whatever you want, for the betterment of the family and the tribe. This is what they're doing, right out of the book.
Yeah.
So I want some FBI agents to get off their keisters behind a desk and start knocking on some doors.
Well, hopefully they'll do that. Maybe the U.S. attorney, I don't know, but FBI would be better than U.S. attorney because U.S. attorney might not be there.
Yeah, they'd be knocking on me and your door right now. They'd put a post-it note on it, or they'd come get you on the air.
Or something would happen. Oh, there's a white-collar crime division in Georgia.
Well, I hope it comes to some fruition here and see some people sing, because I think they wanted evidence. What more evidence do you need in that video? Like that, what's that bean commercial that the dog says? Roll that beautiful bean footage. Remember
Bush,
that?
Bush's baked
Bush
beans.
Bush beans. They had a little advertising for them there. But that's all the evidence I need right there. And then it was that one girl came in there and testified that she went in there and tried to vote. They said, oh, no, no, we mailed. We did.
You voted absentee.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I didn't.
Well, the interesting thing is that she voted, and then they went back and they looked at her vote and they said it had already been voted absentee. Now, I don't know how what they did with their vote, but go ahead real quick.
Really? Here's my question is, why in the state of Georgia did the state legislature pass it where you have to show a picture ID in order to vote when you're present, but you don't have to show it when you vote absentee?
Well, that was the Secretary of State with his agreement changed that.
Well, that needs to be changed.
I agree. Soldier Boy, I got to go, buddy.
Later.
Dennis, save me.
Hey, Dan.
How are you,
sir?
I'm great, and you?
First of all, can I get in for Sweet Creek?
You can. Give me a month and day of birth and make sure Joey's listening.
10/27.
Did you get that, Joey, son? He is so multitasking. He got you. What's on your mind, Dennis?
I think what they need to do in this upcoming election in Georgia, in these major cities where they do the counting because of all the intimidation from these supervisors, they need to put U.S. Marshals on those locations.
Well, I tell you, the place where the intimidation happened was Pennsylvania, particularly in Philadelphia and in Detroit. Georgia was not as nearly at the amplified level of Philadelphia and Detroit.
Yeah, but with so much at stake, Dan, I think they need to have U.S. Marshals on those positions to monitor everything there that goes on until they shut the power off. And lock the doors and send everybody home.
Well, the sad part is the sheriff is actually in charge of the ballots. He's in charge of those things happening, the probate judge like here in Alabama. The problem is if you have a bad guy that's running the sheriff's office and or the county or both, you've got a problem. If you look at Alabama and the problems we've had, that's exactly what has happened. Whether it's Greene or Hale County or the incident, I think it was that John Merrill told me about in Washington County, that's all because of too much power concentrated in too few people.
Exactly. But if we had somebody there on a federal level that could that has arrest authority outside local officials, I believe we might see a little bit more organization and less temptation.
Well, Dennis, I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a great day and a great weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda, let me do this. Let me get you Becky Garrison's email address. It's becky@alabamaeagle.org. becky@alabamaeagle.org. Let me go to Elmore County Redneck. Hey, Elmore County Redneck.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing good, my friend, and you?
Yes, sir. It's a little nippy, but it's good.
It's not as nippy as it has been.
Of course, that's true.
Of course, it is getting cooler.
Yes, yes. Hey, I just want to run something by you on that this whole George deal. Spoke to a friend of mine I've known for 25 years, and he lives over there, and he was at the courthouse to renew some stuff on his vehicle. And he said he was like number 10 in line, and every person ahead of him was out of state requesting a Georgia license.
Really?
Yep. And I said, well, is that strange? He goes, well, yeah. He said it's for voting. And he said he sees these out-of-state vehicles tagged everywhere in his area. It's just strange, isn't it?
It is. I hope somebody can do something about that. Scary.
I hope so. Sir?
Said it's scary.
Oh, it is. And, I hate to put it in this perspective, but if this goes on like it's going, there's a pretty great divide here coming up.
Yep. Well, hopefully somebody will do something about it because it's illegal to do it. So we'll see what happens.
Listen, I just want to share that with you. And y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you. Let me go to the break. Richard, coming back to you after this.
In your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor. Trouble with those allergies again?
Yep. Tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive. 365-5400.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $34.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $34.99 per month and find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. The lady we're looking at on television is doing, she's the Deputy Communications Director for the RNC. She's doing a live shot from her house. Christmas tree in the background, and right next to the Christmas tree is a Bush Quail sign. How was she when Bush Quail was around? I mean, didn't she look like she's in her 30s?
Yeah, well, maybe the, yeah, sure. Yeah, 30s.
That'd be 1988. Bush Quail, 92. Okay, let's go to Bohan Rashad. Richard, welcome aboard.
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time caller, and I listen to you all the time.
Well, outstanding. Wait. You got to ask you some questions. First of all, give me your month and day of birth.
May 14th.
You are in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. We're going to do it at 2:30 today. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
Yes, sir, several times.
Excellent. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm retired, and I'm concerned about the stimulus checks for people who are can't pay their rent, can't pay their utilities, can't pay their mortgages. And I don't think Pelosi and McConnell even know how much a loaf of bread costs or how much gasoline is.
So tell me what you think that they need to do.
That's a good question. I think they need to get off their butts and pass a stimulus program for the people that are on Social Security and I'm concerned about all of that.
Well, why would, because Social Security hadn't gone down, so why would somebody in Social Security need more money?
Well, for example, every time they give a raise, it's like 2%. That's like nothing. And being retired and all, every little penny that we earn is spoken.
Well, that's true if you don't have any other savings.
Yes, that is true. And then the other thing about Biden, I wonder if he's ever fired anybody like Trump when he was in office.
Don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Maybe he probably got a staff person to do it.
Yeah. Well, put it off on somebody else, right?
Of course. It's the Washington, D.C. way.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd add my 2 cents worth, and I like listening to you. And I think you guys hit the nail on the head every time you're on the show.
Richard, thank you for the kind words. We really appreciate that. I've got your name in the drawing. We're going to do that drawing 2:30 to 2:45 today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Papa John, how are you, Papa John? What no good are you up to today?
I'm behaving myself completely.
No, you're not. Don't lie to my audience. Do not lie to my audience.
I said it's totally out of character, but anyway, I said something to Greg the other day. I had read somewhere where most great civilizations endure for about 400 years, and I pointed out that to me, the beginning, and the reason I say this, the Pilgrims got here in 1620, and two of the reasons, well, the main reason they came was for religious freedom. But part of that was they had that document called the Magna Carta, and then the other was the Mayflower Compact. And the Mayflower Compact basically said that as a part of this group of people, individuals, would obey the law. Right. And this was part of the, quote, democratic government they were trying to put together, not a democratic republic, a democratic government. But part of that was the contingency said they had to obey laws. We've been losing this now with people not obeying the law and not getting punished for a long time now. It's got more prevalent all the time, and those that do it, I don't care whether it's Antifa or Black Lives Matter going out destroying private property or what other form it might take, this sets us up for a lower moral bar. It sets us up for less public rest in knowing that they're doing the things they should be doing. And the big thing that really, and I know I can't do this in an iron concrete way, but it seems like most of the lawlessness has been on the left and most of the lawfulness has been on the right. And that's one reason you don't find conservatives, people who part of their life come, their life, the way they live their lives is to obey the law. And when you do that, you see public gatherings, conservative public gatherings, and I mean, you don't even find a cigarette butt there. You go to a left, any kind of a gathering, and it's, if it's not lawlessness and prevalence, it borderlines on lawlessness all the time. And I'm sad to say it, Dan, but I really don't see a way we can turn this around. I see the lawlessness that is practiced by the left. They do it all the time. They don't get, do not pay any price for it. And as a reason, and as a result, you end up with people who grow up learning that they can get away with breaking the law. We've got prisons. That's what they're for. People that don't obey the law are supposed to go to prison. And that's not happening anymore. We are on the verge of being in a total anarchy where there will be no return to what we've seen as two phrases, law and order or the rule of law. If you don't have law and the rule of law, you don't have order. And I think we have just totally lost it.
Let me tell you another reason why that is happening is we changed the law that for the lawbreaker, the question is, was their intent and what was their reasoning? So if you go and steal something and you're hungry, that's okay. If you are doing something and your intent wasn't really to go do something bad, it just happened that way and because of a momentary lapse of judgment, that's okay. And that we've gotten into excuse-itis. And I used to tell my boys this. They would start out, but Dad. And then they go into what their reason and go, that's an excuse that you're trying. You have excuse-itis. Either it's right or it's wrong, period.
Right. And you know, Dan, I've always said everybody is born, I hate to say it, but everybody's born liberal. You take any child that breaks a vase and they don't know anything about it. It didn't happen. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. It takes somebody growing up and taking individual responsibility to become a conservative. And the Joey, I'm not saying this about you because you're not this way.
Yes, he is, Joey. Don't believe him.
I'll be the judge of that.
A lot of the younger generation, and I'm saying those that are even some of them under 40, it's not their fault if something goes wrong in their life. It's always somebody else's responsibility. And it's caused by actions of someone else. And I'll say this to anybody that wants to hear it. If you live your life in a responsible way and you follow the laws of, number one, God and man, your life is going to be pretty good. And 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be in trouble. But if you start going the other way and you start disobeying laws of both man and God, it's going to get rough. And 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be fun. So with that, I get off my soapbox.
Well, good soapbox to be on. It's a one of the reasons that conservatives are conservative is because they understand you do need to have rules, and it's normally because of their religious background, and they know you need things, you need boundaries that contain things. If you think about it, liberal does not want any boundaries. Total boundaries.
Yeah.
There are no boundaries. It's